Yeah, that's right. So the song started out as a just sort of acoustic guitar and vocal. We got sent it from Lewis's team. It was a song that he had written for his album, and it hadn't made it onto the album because he didn't feel like it quite fitted conceptually in the album, or it wasn't quite right for him. But he believed in the song, and he sent it to us, and I was really excited by it because it was something quite different to what I'd done previously. It was more coming from a much more song or ballad perspective, and I kind of liked that it was a bit of a challenge to turn it into something that sounded like a Sigala song.
It was
a lot of fun doing that, and it was really inspiring. Like, I don't want to make the same song every time. I always try and get inspiration from something different, and that was definitely something that I felt was new and fresh for me anyway.
And how did you connect with James Arthur on that song?
James, I've wanted to work with for ages. We sort of talked about doing something and hadn't found the right song up until this point. It just instantly sounded like something that he could sing on. He just absolutely just did an amazing job on the vocal, and he fell in love with the song as much as me. And we worked on it for quite some time, and we worked on it over lockdown as well, just sort of, you know, over the phone and on Zoom calls and stuff like that, which is quite weird considering he just lives down the road from me.
Okay.
But it was nice. It sort of goes to show that I've done it before, done collabs with people from different countries and people who, you know, our schedules haven't fitted together, and we've managed to make it work over long distance. And it's never ideal, but it worked out really well, and we were both really committed to making the song the best it could be. So we made sure that we were, you know, we spent as much time on it as we could.